Okay, we're good?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Good. So we're going to discuss tonight the topic that will consume most of the conversation with respect to 2 weeks from last Shabbos, a week from this coming Shabbos. What is the authentic Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos HaGadol that is Erev Pesach, when actually laying the Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol. This upcoming Shabbos is the phony Shabbos HaGadol, the Shabbos HaGadol that we give the drush on, so that because the Shabbos HaGadol that's attached to Pesach, so that many people travel away, and even otherwise, the goal of the original Shabbos HaGadol was to discuss the halachos that apply to Pesach. So by the time the real Shabbos HaGadol comes, it's already too late to discuss halachos of Pesach. But on that Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch writes that in the 14th Yud Dalet Shecholias B'Shabbos, in the 14th of Nisan turns out to be a Shabbos, Erev Pesach is a Shabbos. So Boid Kin Leil Shlosha Osos, and we have to do the Bedikas Chometz on Thursday night, because one cannot do Bedik on Friday night, because one can't use a candle, we can't use a source of light. Would there be a tircha to checking? So we can't do it on Shabbos, so we do it and it would disrupt the entire Shabbos. So we do it on Thursday night. Umevarma kol lefnei Shabbos, and we get rid of all of the chametz erev Shabbos. That's what we discussed last week. That we get rid of the chametz erev Shabbos, with the exception of that little bit of chametz that we're going to need on Shabbos itself, and then the little bit of chametz that we need on Shabbos that we'll hopefully consume. And if there are crumbs that are left over, if somebody misjudged, or if somebody wasn't well and couldn't eat, or if somebody has guests didn't show up, so it actually has substantial chametz, so then the position of almost all of the Rishonim and almost all the poskim is to somehow get rid of it in a way that is allowed on Shabbos, obviously, and that would be either to give it as a gift to a non-Jew. That'd be ideal. The other possibility is to put it into a water source, and that way it becomes inedible to not to can grind in Shabbos, but you can certainly make it into smaller pieces. And the discussion amongst the most contemporary approaches is to use the bathroom for that. And that's how we get rid of hopefully very, very little, hopefully nothing. Hopefully we're eating all of the chametz. And then the Shulchan Aruch, and this is the controversial line, and you leave over enough for two meals on Shabbos. So when one's planning, when Shabbos, one has enough challahs, enough bread for two meals. Mazon shtei sudos tzarech Shabbos. Why only two meals? We have to have three meals on Shabbos. We have to have sudos shlishis. So the Shulchan Aruch explains a little bit, the sudos shlishis is a mana achar amincha, because the timing of Suda Shlishis is Shabbos afternoon. Now, Shabbos afternoon, someone can no longer have chametz, because we have to stop having chametz already forget the exact time, but some after the fourth hour in the morning. And we can't have anything substantial, even any substantial, that's the Vazin Yachola Sosa, and after Mincha, you couldn't even have matzah. You can't have chametz because it's Erev Pesach. You can't have chametz after the fourth hour. And you can't have matzah because we're not supposed to have matzah Erev Pesach, because the Gemara points out, we paskin, that if you have matzah Erev Pesach, you'll lose the excitement of having matzah at the nighttime. So you can't have chametz, you can't have matzah. So Shulchan Aruch says, so have matzah Ashira. What's matzah Ashira? Matzah Shira is what in modern day terms it's wine matzah, grape juice matzah, egg matzah. Now, let's explore a little bit what's the pressing issue of the Shulchan Aruch. This gives us an opportunity to be machazek, the practice of having Suda Shlishis. Why is this what's the issue over here? So the issue is that Shulchan Aruch writes in Hilcha Shabbos, and it's good to be mechazek our commitment to Suda Shlishis, and this is the best time to do it because you just change the clock and the Shabbos gets longer. So Yehizar Ma'oid Lekayim Suda Shlishis. Shulchan Aruch writes, and should be very careful to have a third meal on Shabbos, to have the afternoon meal on Shabbos. Va'afa Musaveya, and even if he's satisfied. So he can have an egg's worth of bread, and have a bread, a half a roll, that's the size of an egg, a little bit more, and then what is behind the mitzvah that way? A person, let's say it's a very short Shabbos, and a person made a mistake and had a very large lunch, so he literally can't have these. So then, when it isn't to aggravate oneself, to make oneself uncomfortable, so the shlish is just in order to be able to have more onig Shabbos. But a person should realize that he should have suda shlishes, and therefore he should be careful not to overeat lunchtime. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, explains to us the significance of having suda shlishes, is that the Torah writes that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the man, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Echlu hayom, eat the man today. You'll have ki Shabbos hayom l'Hashem. Today Shabbos is the day set aside for Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the beginning of the Zemer. Hayom l'im sitzu basada. Today you will not have any man in the field. So you have to collect. Utlos hayom kosa b'kros. The Torah says hayom three times unnecessarily. Once would be good enough. Echlu hayom ki Shabbos l'Hashu l'Hashem. V'leishim sitzu basada. So Chazal explained that the reason why Kadosh Baruch Hu said Hayom three times is to remind us that we should have three meals in the different parts of the day of Shabbos. And then Chazal explained, "Kolam Makayim Sholeish Sudas." A person who has the three meals on Shabbos, Nitzel Misholeish Peronis, that will save him from three issues. One, three punishments. One is Chevle Shol Mashiach, that when Mashiach comes, before Mashiach comes, there will be some difficult times for Klal Yisrael, the birth pangs of Mashiach, and Midina Shol Gehinam, it'll help us after Lachem Eves Mishana, it'll save us from going into have our neshama having a difficult time. Umi Mechemes Goygu Mogoy, and the battle, the raging battle, the destructive battle that will usher in times of Mashiach, so a person who's careful to have to celebrate Shabbos, to celebrate the positive aspects of Shabbos and to celebrate the different parts of Shabbos, so she will be saved from these three terrible events. Even a poor person, he should also, the community is obligated, we have to provide poor people with meals. So normally it's two meals a day, come Shabbos, three meals a day. And the Mishnah Berurah records that even if a person has to borrow money in order to be able to have the third meal, then he's obligated to do that. That's also part of the Zemer. Ulevu alai, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm good for this. You'll borrow. I'll make sure that it'll go in a good way. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan, he describes the importance of Suda Shlishis in source number four. He quotes Levush. Levush is one of the contemporaries of the Shulchan Aruch, which is very much like an Aruch HaShulchan, like a Mishnah Berurah. It's like a running commentary, a redaction of the Shulchan Aruch, and became a very, very important reference, say, for us. Levush writes that he thinks having three meals on Shabbos is a mitzvah in the Torah. It's recorded in the Torah. Now, the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm giving you enough mon for three meals. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the mon double. So it's not just a minhag, it's more than a din derabanan. Kadosh Baruch himself decided to support the practice of having three meals. He did a miracle having three meals. So even though it doesn't say explicitly in Chumash you have to have three meals, that's a very strong recommendation, because Baruch Hu does the miracle of the man for having three meals. So the Aruch HaShulchan says, I can't say it's really a din d'oraisa. I can't find a pasuk where it says you have to have in the Torah. I can't find the chazal says in the Torah. So maybe it's Moshe Rabbeinu, maybe Moshe made a takana, and just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu gave his consent to Moshe Rabbeinu when it comes to Shabbos, maybe a Kadosh Baruch Hu also gave his imprimatur to the mitzvah of Suda Shlishis. However you slice it, though, So the shlishis becomes a very, very important mitzvah to accomplish. And the Aruch HaShulchan goes on to explain that so the shlishis is keneged the three aves, Avos and Yaakov. And then he writes that you see that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us the mon in with this kind of a miracle. Now the Shulchan Aruch writes another important aspect of Suda Shlishis is that one cannot simply have three meals. You can't get up in the morning, go do Vasikin, have meal number one, right? Meal number two, meal number three. That would not, every Suda has its time. The first Suda is Friday night. The second Suda is Shabbos, at least to begin before Chatzos if one can. And the third Suda is Shabbos afternoon. And that's what Shulchan Aruch writes, that Zemano, the time of Suda Shlishis, Mishiagia Zemana Mincha, after Mincha time, after midday. And the Shulchan Aruch writes very strongly, V'im Osa Koidim Lachain, Loiki Mitzvah Suda Shlishis. If a person has two meals in the morning and it doesn't extend beyond Chatzos, if you begin the meal before Chatzos and it extends after Chatzos, all right, you got a Suda Shlishis. Better to have a little bit of bread after Chatzos. But if the entire meal happens before Chatzos, so then one should try to have another meal after Chatzos. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that that indicates that every meal on Shabbos has its own idea behind it. That just like the davening, this is really based on a Bach. I may even have it also might be this on the second side, the first verse and the second side. The Bach says that we know that when it comes to the davenings of Shabbos, every davening has its unique aspect to it. We mentioned Shabbos three times, but the Shabbos Friday night is the Shabbos of Shabbos Bereishis, which we call creation. The Shabbos of Shabbos morning is the Shabbos of Matan Torah, and the Shabbos of the afternoon is the Shabbos of Yemei Shel Mashiach. So every part of Shabbos has its own identity, and similarly, every meal in Shabbos has its own identity, and that's apparently the idea why we have to have the meals at each one at a different time. And then the Shulchan Aruch writes in also in Hilchos Suda Shlishis, source number 8, that that one should have tzorech la'asosa b'pas, that one should wash, one should have bread for Suda Shlishis. Yesharman, there are those who say that you can do it with cake. Yesharman, there are those who say that you can do it with the kinds of things that you normally have with bread. You could have it with fish, with meat. There are those who say that you can even have it with fruit. But the Shulchan Aruch says, Sivar Rishona Iker, that primarily a person should always try to wash, to have some bread, to have Lecha Mishnah, and Shitzarach La'asosu B'pas, unless a person simply can't do it. And the Ramah writes, or in a place where you can't have bread. Why can't you have bread? Because it's Erev Pesach, Shacholiyas B'Shabbos, and you can't have bread because you can't have bread because it's too late. For having bread, you can't do it already. It's well past the Issa Derabbanan of the fourth hour, the Issa Deraisa of midday, and you can't have matzah because you're too close to the nighttime when you're supposed to already be creating an appetite for the matzah. Now let's go back to the very beginning. And then we said, Mishayven Mazon Shtei Sudos, when leaves two meals aside, just the Friday night meal and the Shabbos morning meal. So now we understand that this was a huge concession. The Sa'ud, because he can't, but it's not a concession. What are you going to do? The Sa'ud Ashlishes, Zemana Achara Mincha, because Suda Shlishis has to be after Mincha. There is a minority view, which we'll discuss in a few minutes, and we're doing it before Mincha. But what we've seen so far is that that we don't give up on Suda Shlishis easily. Because Suda Shlishis is an important aspect of Shabbos. It's an important mitzvah in and of itself. And it's a part of the way that we fulfill the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. So the idea of giving up Suda Shlishis, we don't let go easily. And this is, again, part of the mitzvah of preparing, part of the shiur of how to handle this Shabbos Hagadol gives us chizuk for this Shabbos and for the many Shabbos after Pesach to take Seder Shlishis more seriously. Nowadays, it has fallen a little bit by the wayside, Seder Shlishis, for numerous reasons. Number one is we probably have our Shabbos lunch meals are probably too significant. And then we are health conscious, so we're nervous about having too much bread and about eating too often. And these are all good concerns. But that's Chacham Ein of Bereishai in our neighborhood long before most of us moved to the neighborhood. It was already widely accepted to give shiurim on Shabbos afternoon rather than to have Seder Shlishis. Most communities after Mincha have Seder Shlishis and Shul afterward, and that's how they maintain the mitzvah. For whatever reason, our neighborhood got off to a different kind of start, where, again, when I was growing up, we used to have a shiur before Mincha, and then had Mincha, and then had Seder Shlishis. But for whatever reason, it didn't happen over here. And therefore, the significance of Seder Shlishis has been watered down a little bit. So now when we learn this sugya, it reminds us of the importance of that one should give to Seder Shlishis. And that's why Shulchan Aruch says, this is going to be different. Mishayvin Mazon Shtei Sudas, that this Shabbos, the Shabbos HaGadol, a week from the Shabbos, we'll have enough bread for two sudas. Now, whenever you're in this kind of a bind, so then there will always be a pushback. That's what the best issue will discuss, the pushback. If Shulchan Aruch has one suggestion of how we can make this work, and the Magen Avraham has another suggestion of how we can make this work, and the Vilna Gaon is a third approach. So that's what we're going to discuss. The balance of this year is going to discuss what are the reactions because of the importance of Seder Shlishis, what are the various suggestions that have come through the Svarim from the time of Shulchan Aruch. Sam? Yeah. I think the more accurate issue is Chatzos, I think. There is a separate issue, a separable issue, and that is, should Seder Shlishis be after we daven Mincha? So there are many Svarim. The Rambam writes that the normal course of Shabbos is to have daven Suda. So there is discussion about whether Mincha means the timing of Mincha, or whether Mincha means the actual davening of Mincha. So the halacha is that it is the timing of Mincha, but there is a very strong tradition, and that it's appropriate to have that the time, every time of the day is marked by a davening and by a suda. Now I think that chatzos is the determining factor that determines when you can already have suda shlishas. I think that the reason why it says mincha is for numerous reasons. One is for that reason. The other is because one isn't supposed to begin a meal so close to when you're supposed to have a mincha, because you may get involved in eating. So we are lenient on that when we have a scheduled mincha. So in Shabbos, we are lenient on having a suda before because we have a schedule for when to go to mincha. But that might be where the lashon is in mincha. Yeah, but that's not a non-consensus view. Right. So that is one of the questions that some of the posts can raise, but we'll come back to that at the very end. But the Levush's approach is not accepted. That's really a day rice. It is very impressive that the Rebbe Shlomo himself accommodated his Seder Shlishis. So you clearly have a situation where you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu did express his Ratzon, even though he didn't necessarily make it into a mitzvah in the Torah. Wait, any other? Oh. It's that, yeah, the lotion that might be in the smachta. Yeah, 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 in other words, that Chazal did not view this as a drasha, then Hayom necessarily indicates that we have to have a suda. Michael? Okay, good. So now so Shulchan Aruch itself, we on Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, why don't we? Shulchan Aruch says, let's do the matzah ashira approach. And the oz, elba matzah ashira. The only thing you're allowed to have of substance on erev Pesach afternoon, we can have now a lot of things of substance. We can have meat and fish, but in the grain category, in the cake grain category, the only thing that one would be allowed to have is matzah shira. Why was one allowed to have matzah shira? Matzah shira is a rich man's matzah, means what we have is lechem only, is a poor man's bread, because we have flour and water. If you can already afford to put eggs, if you can afford already to put fruit juice, that's already matzah shira. That's not what one gives to the poor people. So matzah shira is not something that we would use to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah at night. And therefore, the understanding is that having matzah shira does not take away from the excitement of the matzah at night. And on the other hand, matzah shira would not be chametz. Now, we're going to explore this very carefully. This became very, very important. This idea of matzah shira became important in two places. One is this particular issue, which is the approach of the Sfaradim Aliyah Mizeh, that they would have matzah shira for Pesach afternoon. And the other situation became very important is in hotels and Pesach programs. Because one thing it's one thing to have a family and you give each person a roll and a bag and you put them on the deck and they have their role. But can you imagine running a hotel and you have 1,000 guests and each guest can have their role? So you have chametz all over the place. What are you going to do on a Pesach and on a Shabbos Pesach? How are you going to get the hotel ready for Pesach? So that question came to Rav Moshe, and Rav Moshe said he thinks he should use matzah shira Friday night, or he allows it, and Shabbos morning. In other words, there is no chametz in the hotel, only egg matzahs. And Rav Moshe's tshuva has to explain to us what we'll discuss right now, what is the status of matzah shira. And then Rav Moshe had one more step and said, well, can you use matzah shira as hamotzi? Can you use matzah shira for lechem mishnah? So what's the issue of matzah shira? So we look at the Shulchan Aruch source number 9. Taz Shulchan Aruch says that may peiros beloy maim ei machlis in klal, that if a person takes dough, takes flour, and instead of putting water inside the flour, he puts fruit juice inside the flour. So Shulchan Aruch paskins, this item will never become chametz. May peiros, fruit juice does not make bread, does not make chametz. Umutar lechol bePesach matzah shenilosha bMay peiros afilu shosa kol hayom. What does that mean? It means that when you go to a matzah factory and you mix flour and water, so we are continuously kneading the flour. We don't leave it alone for a second. And we were careful to make sure that the entire run only does not last for more than 18 minutes. In fact, when we baked matzahs, and we'll go back to bake matzahs next year, it was even, I think, 6 or 7 minutes from the beginning of when the water at the flour till it was in the oven. But 18 minutes is your out. Is the longest that they can be together. If flour and water sit for 18 minutes, it's considered to be chametz. By then it's assumed it will rise. By then it's assumed that the dough will have certain cracks which show that it's chametz. But we would never let it go 18 minutes. 18 minutes, it gets thrown, it gets burned. Now, what happens if you have a flour, and in addition, there are three precautions that we have in every matzah that we have is three precautions. Number one is we don't let it go for 18 minutes, 6-7 minutes, maximum. Number two, we're constantly kneading it, never left alone. And the third precaution is that if we go for 18 minutes, we throw it out even if it didn't rise. But what happens if you have flour and apple juice, flour and grape juice, if you have flour and eggs, no water at all? Means you get a flour and fruit juice, and it sits for hours and hours. Nobody's needing it. It's not on the clock. Never becomes chametz. It is like taking quinoa and water. It's like taking rice and water. It's better than rice and water, because rice and water would be kidneys. This would not even be kidneys. It would be nothing. It's like taking potato starch and water. Just like the potato starch won't become chametz, the flour, because of the fruit, just won't become chametz. That's what Shulchan Aruch writes. Afilu shasa kol hayom. Aval ein yotze bo yidei chayvase b'vnei shimatza ashira ukro ksiv lechem oni. But you could not use it leil seder. You want to use it the first day of Pesach for lunch. Okay? You can use it. I can use it for lunch. Is it hamotzi? Is it bar minim zonis? So you have to think Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch is Svarad. Shulchan Aruch is Lafas. They're not talking about Ashkenazi matzahs. They're talking about Svaradish matzahs. So you have a Lafa, you make a moitzi on it. So especially if you kaveya sud on it, and you make it into the meal. We used crackers. Crackers, our matzahs crackers. Technically speaking, you cannot make a moitzi in crackers. You can make hamotzi and crackers if you make it as part of your meal. So when the Sfaradim look at Ashkenazi matzahs, it's almost like we look at their lafas, flour and water, okay, we understand that making hamotzi on it, it's a matzah. When they look at our crackers, they're saying, this way you're making hamotzi and crackers. This is not, lechem mishum with crackers. So we say, well, it's crackers, it's flour and water, but if you make it into a meal, and then you make hamotzi on it, and we go a step further and say that since it's normally for us, it's become a staple of Pesach, since for us it's considered to be bread, so we would make hamotzi on it anytime, even out of a meal, but it's a little bit sketchy when it comes to halacha. Coming back to this, so you think about a Sfaradi matzah, but this particular lafa has flour and fruit juice in it. So you can't. So Pesach afternoon, you can make hamotzi on it. It's part of your meal. You can have two lafas lechem mishnah as long as the kosher Pesach. But Seder, you can't have it because one of the interpretations of lechem oni is a poor man's bread. This is, and that's what's called lechem ashira, matzah ashira. This is as opposed to poor matzah. This is wealthy matzah. This is upscale matzah. Lechem matzah shira. Now Shulchan Aruch says in Sif Beis, however, if any water is mixed in with this fruit juice, if you look at your fruit juice and it says from concentrate, that's going to create chametz. If it says 100% apple juice, okay, then you're okay. So may peris imayim memarim lachametz yosim mishar isa. He says not only if you have apple juice with water, you have grape juice with water, you have egg with water, then this will become chametz even faster than flour with water. So we don't know exactly what that is. So we would not use this at all. Hilchoch ein lalush behem vimlosh behem yofen miyad. If a person did put water, grape juice, water, apple juice, water, eggs with flour, get into the oven right away. Because we don't know it will become chametz. Now, the Ramah writes in the Sif Dalid, Shulchan Aruch says, source number Taz, Sif Dalid, eggs may beitzim, it's just like apple juice. But says the Ramah, uvimdinai seilu, and in our countries, right, that's the Ashkenazim, we have the practice that we do not use fruit juices. We do not use matzah shira. And we would not even put the grape juice or eggs on a matzah, only if it's mamish fully baked. The ein lishanois im lei b'shas adchak, and we should not veer away from this practice unless a shas adchak, a person's ill, or a person is elderly, person can't chew. So the Ashkenazi practices, that's why I believe on most egg matzah boxes, it'll say not kosher passover. It may say kosher passover for, may say for Sephardim. It may say kosher passover for a person who's ill, who is has trouble chewing. But for regular mainstream Ashkenazi, so we would not use egg matzah on Pesach. For us, we consider it to be almost like chametz. Why is that? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, but we'll even go into the Aruch HaShulchan, who explains what is behind the issue of matzah shira. There is a seeming contradiction in the Gemara. There's one Gemara that says, Aruch HaShulchan quotes it in Soras Tambi Yud Aleph, that says, "May peiros ein machmitzin." Flour and fruit juice never becomes chametz. All right, that's one Gemara. But there's another Gemara that says, "Ein loshen isa b'yayin v'shemun vash." Don't mix fruit juice with flour, and if you do, burn it. Why? Because it may become chametz right away. So you have two Gemaras that are diametrically opposed. One Gemara says, "Take your flour and your apple juice, no problem. Never becomes chametz. It's like potato starch." Another Gemara that says, if you put your flour and grape juice together, you are in much bigger trouble than putting flour and water together. It's going to become chametz much faster. So what do you do with such a diametrically opposed Gemara? So Rashi says that both are correct. And what the Gemara is pointing out is that if you mix flour with grape juice, flour with apple juice, flour with the eggs, it doesn't become your prime chometz. You're not going to get kores if you eat it on Pesach, but you are going to violate an isur d'oraisa even in Pesach. It's called chometz nuksha, second grade chometz, not tier one chometz, tier three chometz. All right, banis chometz. So one doesn't get kores, but an isur d'oraisa. That's the Gemara. So that's why he says, "Ein machmitzin" means it doesn't produce high grade chametz. But if you do it, burn it because it's going to be a low grade chametz. Chametz nuksha. So and Rabbi Natam says, doesn't sound like that. Rabbi Natam says no. One Gemara is talking about pure, unadulterated egg, grape juice, and fruit juice. The other Gemara is talking about adulterated from concentrate with water. That's when you're in trouble. All right? So, halacha lamasa. You have a matzah that's made from apple juice from concentrate, made from grape juice, which has been watered down. Then Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi, Shulchan Aruch, would say, stay away from this. This is chometz. Can't eat this. On the other hand, you have a matzah and it says 100% flour and eggs, 100% flour, 100% apple juice, grape juice, no water. So Rashi says chometz. Rabbeinu Tam says matzah, you can't use it for Pesach today tonight, but you can use the rest of Pesach. That's a kiss. So the first day Pesach lunch, if you're Rabbeinu Tam's child, your father said, enjoy, make matzah. Make hamotzi on it, and your grandfather said, "Run away from this! You have chometz in the house." Kachadin. So most poskim give mums in a town, but you will understand why the Ramo would say we're nervous about Rashi. We keep our minhag like Rashi, and then the Ramo says, in addition, even in a town would agree that if a drop of water gets in there, it's going to be a problem. So that's what the Ramo says. Now the Aruch HaShulchan comes and defends very strongly following the Minhag Ashkenaz like Rashi. And he says in Soras Tambi Yud Aleph, Siv Beis, but the Bali Atos and the Rosh and Rov of the Rishonim argue with Rashi. How he says, I got to tell you, you look at the Yerushalmi and it sounds like Rashi, because the Yerushalmi says in Siv Gimel, the very bottom of the second side, Sholer V'Ami, Omule Tzarech, top of the third page, Sarachatol Levoer. Rav Ami Tana in the Yerushalmi says, Like Rashi, you got to get rid of this. Reb Chanin Avlei Devash Mezuyef Besoiles Sholulev the Rabbanah. He had flour and honey. Reb Muna said, got to burn this. So the Aruch HaShulchan said, I have a Yerushalmi that's mamash like Rashi. Shafil Mei Peres Belvan Machmitz. He says, I understand that the Rosh can explain this Gemara differently. But he says, he writes, as if not, because Savti Zeh, why am I quoting the Yerushalmi? Lo lach loik al divra reisei. Now, I'm not going to argue with the Minig Yisrael to Paskin like a Minotam, the Shulchan Aruch. The Indian on Minig, I want to explain the Ashkenazi Minig. She'ein oifen al Pesach matzah shira da'ayin b'mei peres b'lvan, that we don't use even flour and grape juice, flour and apple juice, and ve'ein lishanos, and then he says that one should not change from this minuk. And then in Sif Hei he writes, Aruch HaShulchan adds on, v'nei achshav, and now in the Vardak in the early part of the 20th century, ba'abayneisenu mezalzlan b'minuk zeh, we're not so respectful of the minuk Ashkenaz not to eat of egg matzahs on Pesach. V'loshen b'mei beitzin ba'oichlin afil anoshen b'riyim, even healthy people. And look how he long strongly writes, v'nei levad she'asidim liten sedin, sh'ayvim alamin, they should not go aviseinu, aviseinu, har b'mei es b'shon. He says, even though, in addition, then after 120, we're going to have to, if we have egg matzah on Pesach, Ashkenazim, then we're going to have to come to a din that says, why do we violate the minhag Ashkenaz that's been accepted for centuries? And not only that, but it's as if there is a neder, an oath, that the Ashkenazi Jews have taken. And I brought a Yerushalmi that shows me, v'eichtis orer tava nimboza la'avor al-min. He says, and for a little bit of egg matzah, for a little bit of, it doesn't even taste something, for a little bit of egg matzah, you're going to violate Aminah Ashkenaz for centuries, go against Rashi, Yerushalmi Paskin this way, shoymer nafshe yechak mizeh, unless a person is ill, old, and has trouble chewing, and then he says, "Anizar mizay yiskel rav tov at sofel tzadikim." Now we're going to eat it. Now let's go back again. Let's circle back to the very first phrase from the Shulchan Aruch. So now we can understand Shulchan Aruch writes that umeshayrin modin shtei sudei satzarach b'shabbos. He says, put enough challah aside, enough chametz aside for Friday and Shabbos morning. The Suda Shlishis is the mana achar mincha, because Suda Shlishis is after mincha. V'oz eni yachol asolson, you're going to have it after mincha. Loi matzah v'loi chametz. Again, of matzah because you have to build up an appetite for the night. And chazal said, you can have matzah. Chazal said, a person who's matzah every Pesach afternoon, kiboyel arusosim eschamon, is like a chassan who can't wait to get married. And he has to, in modern terms, and while the rabbi's reading the ksuva, he makes an advance on the kala. He can't wait till after the yichud room. He says, that's what a Jew is like. If he can't wait till Leil Seder to have matzah. So you can't have matzah. Chametz, way past the time of chametz. What can you have? Matzah shiram. But you can have egg matzahs. And vitzarech la'asosa koidim sha'asiris. And you have to have it before, I forget the exact time, 2:30, 3:30 something, the 10th hour in the afternoon, played by Mincha Ketana. So that's what Shulchan Aruch says. That's a big question now. So why didn't have Shalosh? Why did Shulchan Aruch write have Shalosh Sudas? Why did he say you can only have Mozein Shtei Sudas? Why did he say you can have Shalosh Sudas with Matzah Shira? So Shulchan Aruch says he didn't want to trouble Klal Yisrael to have to start baking with water. Shulchan Aruch says for Chazal to say that you're going to have, because you have to remember, until a few hundred years ago, we didn't have matzah bakeries. People baked matzahs and they kashered their oven and they baked matzahs in the oven. So people made their own matzahs. So now you're going to have Klal Yisrael in the week before Pesach. You're going to have to kasher your oven and you're going to have to make chametz. You have to make matzah shira and lechem ayin. So far they didn't go for a Suda Shlish. That's what Chanoch writes. But this writes the Ramah, but us, our country, we don't eat matzah because we hold the matzah shira could be chametz. That's not an option. You can't have matzah ashira erev Pesach in the afternoon. So now, so that's what Rav Boishe wrote, that to have, you have this big Pesach program. So it's unimaginable to have 1,000 people with a roll and eating a roll on every face of my head. How are you going to get this place cleaned up? And then, they have lots of children. Impossible. So he says, so what we're going to have to do is we have to be somech on having matzah ashira Friday night and Shabbos morning. Okay. That means we're going to say a chiddush, which is widely accepted, that if you kaveh a suda on matzah ashira, it counts as lechem mishnah. It's good. And then you still have to clean up, because we pass like the Rashi. We hold it's chametz. You have to get rid of it. But what happens if you're left with crumbs of matzah shira? So Rav Yishenim say it's not matzah, it's not the chometz. Rashi Sheet says that it's chometz. The Ramah says that's our minog. But Rav Yishenim, the psak of Shulchan Aruch is that matzah shira is not chometz. Haraya, that if a person is old and he can't chew matzah, so we say it's have matzah shira. So that means that we really pasuk that way. So Rashi writes, so you'll clean up the hotel as best as you can, but if you don't, you miss some egg matzah crumbs, so it'll be okay. Now, based on Rav Moshe's approach, once he wrote that, so there are rabbanim who say that if Baruch Hashem, you're having a full house cooking with the Lian Hara, lots and lots of grandchildren, and the Balas Abayas is at her wit's end, that she has gotten this house spanking clean, and now she's going to give rolls to every one of her 30 grandchildren who's going to be all over the house. So she's having a heart attack. She's going into panic mode. So many rabbis say, lay gara from the guy who owns the hotel. Right? If this lady doesn't have non-Jewish hopes, she's going to clean it and do the carpets. We paskin that matzah shira is still chumistic. All right? But listen, just like Rav Moshe wrote, that it's the Rav Yishenim say that it's not chametz. Rav Yishenim say that it's kosher. So the balas of bias will have she will be able to accept this idea that we do our best to get rid of the matzah crumbs, but she'll understand that if she can't, if they don't get rid of all the matzah crumbs, no, according to Shulchan Aruch, it's not going to cause a problem. It's not going to be us. Awesome. Michelle? If there's some, it's sorry, it would have to be some. The bottom line is, we would paskin if a person has, if a person's kaveh is suda and matzah, you can make a maitzi on it, lechemish on it. This Shabbos? No. This Shabbos is, yeah. Right. So Rav Moshe writes, you can't have matzah shira past the fourth hour. No, because Rav Moshe does not allow for Siddur Shlishis. No. Now, however, what Rav Michel is referring to is Rav Avadya Yosef writes that he thinks that for Ashkenazim, they can use it for Shalosh Shudas also. He says Ashkenazim can follow the minhag of the Beis Yosef. He's thinking out through Ashkenazi, and in our own circles, Rav Schechter apparently, I didn't see myself, but I've been told, and people have asked him, that he also advocates having matzah shira three times, having matzah shira Friday night, matzah shira Shabbos morning, and matzah shira in the afternoon for Shudah Shlishis, because he holds that I think, the way Rabbi Cohen explained to me, because he holds that Einik Shabbos, that the way that most Ashkenazim do Shabbos Hagadol, it's a very Shvach Shabbos. You get it very early, and you end up rushing your meals. He says, have three normal meals, have a normal Erev, have a normal Shabbos. Now, let's just hold on for a minute. So that now, they'll go on to the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham is the offense, and he's the big disruptor. In modern terms, right? Magen Avraham often have said that he is till the Mishnah Berurah, the major sefer on Shulchan Aruch. And here you really see the Magen Avraham coming to his true colors. Says the Magen Avraham, he says, "Mikol Makim Gam B'Shachris Yavsik Suvdosel Lishnayim." Says the Magen Avraham, What's the big problem? Take your meal Shabbos morning and break it into two. This line, this one line in the Magen Avraham, is what Kol Yisrael does. All Ashkenazim get up early on Shabbos, on the upcoming Shabbos HaGadol, the real Shabbos HaGadol. We all get up early. Some will get up for Vesikin, some will get up at 7:30, come home, take the two rolls, go on the deck, go outside, a bag, whatever it is, wash, have a meal, take a break. One line from the Magen Avraham. He says, why shouldn't we try to have Seudah Shlishis? Now, the Magen Avraham says that you're still only fulfilling Seudah Shlishis according to those who hold that you can fulfill Seudah Shlishis before Chatzos. Where does this Magen Avraham come from? It comes from a comment on the Mordechai, the Shulta Gibor, one of the late Ashkenazi Rishonim. Erev Pesach, source number 13. Erev Pesach Shachol Liyois B'Shabbos. Ochel Seudah Shlishis. Ala Shulchan B'Boiker. Have Shul Shudas in the morning. Ula Erev in the afternoon. Ochel Mini Peirais. Deshema Lo Yotza. B'Mesh Ochel B'Boiker. He says, we will hedge our bets. How we hedge our bets? Well, those who say that you can have three meals and you don't have to have your Seudah Shlishis in the afternoon, we'll have our three meals in the morning. Those who hold that you have to have three meals and the third is in the afternoon, will have mini targima, will have peiros, or some other food in the afternoon. The Shema lo yotza mesha ochel b'boiker. And he's lefi reino tam shepir Seudah Shlishis en ella b'mincha kis b'mitzvah Shabbos. And then he says that, so what do you do? So Mishema, and then he gives other instructions about Mishema Yotza b'Mesha Ochal Seudah Shlishis b'Boiker the Dailav Suke v'Levruche bein Michla leMichla. How do you make two meals into one meal? You eat, you stop, and you bench, and then you have your second meal. And he quotes Yerushalmi that says that Echlu Ayom Shlishis Pa'amim. So min Aden Ana Yodad Dvar Yisrael Chayv leMichal Seudah B'Shabsa. Chada b'ramsa, chada b'tzav, chada b'arvis. V'gam hoy, even though he says there are those who say that you have to have shalosh shudas in the afternoon, so therefore try to have your something in the afternoon to be yotzi that shita. Machzeh shekel, which is a super commentary on the Magen Avraham, says that v'yokum v'yelech mat, and you should get up a little bit and walk around a little bit because you want to have to make it in two meals. He says, just wash, eat, bench, wash, eat. He says, that's not really two meals. That's one meal. And then the question comes up. The next question is, aren't you causing yourself to bench unnecessarily? You're having a whole benching. You're really only having one meal. So in order to be able to have Seudah Shlishis to justify having a whole new set of benching. So that's the Magen Avraham disruptor of it. He says, let's try to make this work. Let's try, according to Ramah, to make it work. Shulchan Aruch says, the best you can do is become a Sephardi for Shabbos and have Matzah Shira, okay? And you can have Matzah Shira in the afternoon before the 10th hour. That's how Rav Yosef Paskins and Rav Shach apparently as well. And the additional issue of having Matzah Shira for your Friday Shabbos morning, that depends on a person. If a person is very, very near a heart attack because they're going to have so much chometz in the house, okay, do Matzah Shira, you'll have a morning Shabbos. Good. Says the Magen Avraham, we can make this work. We'll have two Seudahs in the morning. I'll tell me, but it's too early for Shal Shudas. All right, we'll cover ourselves and have a second Shal Shudas afternoon. That second Seudah Shlishis will be, according to those who say, it's okay, that fruit. Okay. Now, that raises certain questions. Number one, how do you make two meals in one meal into two? Stop. How do you avoid having a bracha levatola? So that's why some say, well, take a 20-minute walk. Look at the rush in source number 14. Ukeshu mafsik ben amincha mesudosik. Umavarach birchas amoitzi ein kan misham marbe vibrochei shal atzarach. Kem shumasik nekvoit Shabbos. The rush is talking about a situation where a person ate his Seudah Shlishis. He began before Chatzos. And now Chatzos hits. And now he continues to eat and he wants to have a third meal. So the rush says, so a regular Shabbos, a very, very long lunch. So you're already sitting there, you're watching, you're like in the old days, when people had guests, and they were sitting for long periods of time. And then it was already getting 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, and you're saying, you're ready, it's getting hard to sit for so long, you really want to get home. So nothing's working, you're trying to get the, turn down the conversation, it doesn't go. You're yawning, it doesn't go. You're trying to end this meal, it doesn't go. So finally you say, right, it's getting too late. You pull the frum card, you pull the shulchan aruch. So the guy says, no, it's not a problem. We'll break and we'll bench and then we'll reconvene and we'll figure out more rules. He said, now you're done. What are you going to do? So then you're going to say, Rosh and Tarifa, benching. The Rosh says, you're doing it on the COVID Shabbos. So therefore, it's not called the Baruch Hashem Tzvich. I found a beautiful shloah. If you have a look at the next, the Binyan Shlomo, with Tzvi Reisman, big, great Talmud Chacham on the West Coast, the cousin of the Laser Kornwassers, big Talmud Chacham. Whenever he collects sources, he finds great sources. So he found a Binyan Shlomo there, a Vilna Dayan, that says that you don't have to worry about a bracha and tzricha on Shabbos. Why? Because the Shlomo says we need more brachas on Shabbos. It's hard to get 100 brachas on Shabbos. So to force yourself to do something which would require another bracha on Shabbos is okay. Okay, so this is the Magen Avraham Shita. Magen Avraham Shita, which again, you see the power of the Magen Avraham. Klal Yisrael goes crazy, it's Magen Avraham. We get up early, everybody's going to, and that has become the Midah Yisrael. Get up, have daven, have a suda, and then negotiate. Bench, walk a little bit, but you have to make it, you have to get your second suda in by 10:58, I think. So how long can you stretch it out? And your wife, your mother, it's sitting, get this chametz out as soon as we can. You got to get this chametz out. The clock is ticking. So you have a rush that says, don't get so nervous. And next, it's the COVID Shabbos. It's not a bracha she'en tzricha leguf. A bracha she'en tzricha. A shlova says gevaldig. How is he going to get 100 brachas? It's all good. Okay. That has become the Minhag Yisrael. Now we'll finish up with a Vilna Gaon, which I think I was very excited to see this Vilna Gaon. And the Aruch HaShulchan adopts this Vilna Gaon as well. Vilna Gaon says, why does Shulchan Aruch say, Mishayim and Shtei Sudas? Mashirin wasn't Shtei Sudas. The Gaon says, if the Magen Avraham was right, it should say Mishirin Mazon Sholish Sudas. Shulchan Aruch says you're only Eitz Matzah Shira. Okay. So and like Rav Moshe Ashkenazim, not going to have Saka. Shulchan Aruch wants you to have real bread for two sudas. Matzah Shira for the third suda. Okay. Magen Avraham says you can do it. Among you can do it. So why does Shulchan Aruch say Shtei Sudas? If the Magen Avraham is ready, he should have said Sholish Sudas. So the Vilna Gaon says, look at the Zohar. The Zohar says there is no Sholish Sudas on the Shabbos because there's no way you can have Sholish Sudas. Vilna Gaon says you can't have, Vilna Gaon is a purist. If you can't have a Sholish Sudas after Chatzos because that's how we pass it. You can't have chametz after, you can't have matzah shira because that's the ben gashkenaz. There is no, so he says, and that's what the Zohar says. What Zohar? The Zohar, I'm too young to do Zohar. So I found that the Zohar is quoted by the Aruch HaShulchan. Uv Zohar cause of Shema Shbir, Shema Yoichai. How is he Mekayim Shalosh Sudas on this kind of, on this Shabbos? Haya Oseik Batayra B'mokim Sudas Shlishas. He would learn. So the Yachid, what do you mean he would learn? There is a Klal Yisrael has this approach. Every so often you hear somebody says that there's a famous joke in the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi says that he has to be very careful, but he never says Chidusha by Shol Shudas. Why? Because he's Seimech on his Torah to be Shol Shudas. And he says a Chiddush, and on Tuesday somebody asks a Kasha on his Chiddush, then he says he's out of Shol Shudas. So this has become a famous Rajbi. He was Mekayim the mitzvah with Torah. So the Vilna Gaon, the Aruch HaShulchan point out, he wasn't Mekayim the mitzvah with Torah. There's no shita. We had bread. We had mezonos. We had meat. We had fruit. There was no Torah in the list over there. So what do you mean he was Mekayim the mitzvah with Torah? He says it was Pash Zemara, it was the Shalashudas of an Erev Pesach Shacholis B'Shabbos. And what the Rashbi is saying, there is no Shalashudas the Shabbos, because Chazal were the ones who made Shalashudas. Chazal were the ones who said that you can't have chomis after the fourth hour. Chazal were the ones who said you can't have matzah Shabbos afternoon. And Chazal, according to Rashi, were the ones who pointed out that egg matzah is a form of chomis. It's not tier one, but tier three. So Chazal said, we made shalashudas. There's no shalashudas this week. So Rashbi said, how am I going to have shalashudas? So the Rashbi says, I'm going to learn Torah. Zmiris maybe. I take a quote of the Ben Ish Chai in source number 15, who says that if you follow the Mung and Avram, when do you do Shalashudas Zmiris? He says, don't do them in the morning. Even if you follow the Mung and Avram, that 2 minutes in the morning, the Zmiris of Shalashudas are in the afternoon with the fruit, with the cake, and with the potato starch, and with the meat. So this is what the Baruch HaShulchan says, Nebuchad mitzvah sudah shlishes, the cavish gain bot lullah. There is no, this is one Shabbos, no shlishes. So that is that's why I learned to end. And the Aruch HaShulchan didn't have the Miri, and the Gro didn't have the Miri, because the Miri was only published in the 50s. But the Miri that we now have writes in Psachim that exact Lashon. Udechu yehi b'yayim zeh. There is no Shulchan the Shams. So Yesemi kol zeh. Halacha l'maisa. That there are three options as to how one can have one's meals on Erev, Pesach, Shechol, Liyos, V'Shabbos. The most common option that Klal Yisrael has adopted is the option of the Magen Avraham. And that is daven early. You don't have to daven a second. You can daven a little bit later. Come home, have a meal, take a break, walk a little bit, have another meal. And Ben Ish Chai says, stick with the daytime zmiras, and then make sure everything's done by the time that we publish in the bulletin. And then any chomis left over, hopefully nothing left over. Something left over, you have to be mafar, as he pointed at the very beginning. You have to get rid of it, and then kosher took away. That's what Roy Poiskim say. If someone disagree with that, that's what Roy Poiskim say. Okay, so that's the you're afraid of a brach in the sricha. The Rosh says, okay, in the Shabbos, it's the common Shabbos. Shlosh says, you're getting extra brachas. It's okay. You don't have to eat this. And that nakuda. There is the approach of Rav Avad Yosef, which I believe Rav Shechter adopts as well. And that says, have matzah, have a normal Shabbos, have a Friday night. You want to have matzah shir Friday night, fine. Shabbos morning, have a normal time, have a normal meal, normal sudas, normal zimus, no divitara. Then in the afternoon, another normal meal, use matzah shira. That's the minhag svard. And it is suggested that some Ashkenazim adopt it as well. This year, we're going to put it out there because this year we may be tight for space if the entire shul davens at 6:30, 7 o'clock. So we'll put this out. There's another possibility. And then there is probably what is the authentic din, so what the Vilna Gaon says, Shulchan Aruch says, Mesharim Shtei, Mazen Shtei Sudais. He means this is the one Shabbos in the last 13 years when there was no chiyuv of having Sudash Lishas. So this one Shabbos, we say, there's no real chiyuv. Also, we'll try. The morning, we'll do the Magen Avraham. Maybe, Chapa Shol Shudas, even though it's before Chatzais. Then in the afternoon, we'll have some fruit, we'll have some meat. Maybe that's a shul, but Meikra did the shul shudas. We'll be machmir to try to chap a shul shudas in the morning, chap in the afternoon, and that will remind us of the importance of shudas shlishas, so that the Shabbos after Pesach, we were committed to having shudas shlishas. So we'll be zocha to have three meals every Shabbos, and we'll be zocha to all of the schar that is set aside for Jews who are careful about having shul shudas.
Okay.
Was that it?
Yeah.
How did the end of the... Well, it's in the Erie, and it's in Vilna Gaon, and the Vilna Gaon is the one who... Yeah, sure.